What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week, hopefully a great week, and it's Monday. And every Monday, we have a segment called Metric Mondays, where we give you a little bite-sized piece of information, a metric, that if you watch it, learn about it, and improve it, it changes your practice and your life. We're going to do just that today with another metric. It's called Accounts Receivable Ratio. This ratio shows us the efficiency of your collections process and what you can do about it if it's not in the right ratio. We're going to cover all of that today with a great coach, and her name is Ariel Jude. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is? Today is Monday, and every Monday we do something called Metric Monday, just a little bite-sized piece of information, short little podcast to help you think better about your practice and your life. And I have an amazing coach on today. Her name is Ariel Jude, and we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that dentists don't like to talk about. It's called accounts receivable. And today, specifically, we're going to be talking about accounts receivable ratio. Ariel, thanks for being on Metric Monday. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah. Now, what's really fun is Ariel is an amazing coach over here. And with every coach, they all have superpowers. And Ariel has many of them. She's one of those people that made us better coming into our organization and helping us understand how this really works. But and you'll see that here in just a second. But Ariel, let's go high level. Let's just talk about this accounts receivable ratio. What is it and why is it important?
Well, ultimately, accounts receivable ratio is going to tell us how well we are turning our production into collections, right? And how we can, the efficiency of that collections process. So just by looking at this one number, we'll have a decent picture of how well we are doing on that side.
Yeah. And then how, like, let's talk about the basics. How is it calculated? So we'll talk about accounts receivable ratio. So if I'm a dentist listening to this, like, what do I look at today and how do I calculate that today?
Yeah. So it's going to be super easy. You're going to take the total accounts receivable, so everything that is owed to you over a period of time. And then you're going to divide that by your collectible production for that same period. So I wouldn't do it, you know, if a week at a week, that's a little bit tough. You want to do it more on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis so that you can get a good high level view of it. Because we know week to week, right, our collections or even day to day, our collections are going to change. But so you want to do, like I said, a month or a quarter. You're going to take that production and see how much of it has collected.
Okay. And then,
and you really want to stay into like,
Go ahead.
You want to stay into that 1-to-1 ratio. So to know like, okay, right. You're not in a perfect world. We produce it and we collect it same day, right? We know that that's not always going to be realistic. Right. So to know if you're healthy, if you do 1-to-1, so meaning every dollar that you produce, you are not owed more than $1.
Right. Cause what happens once it gets higher than that? I mean, it's,
well, there's this whole formula about the time value of money,
right?
And it gets really complicated. And just on the team member side, right, is it gets really hard to collect,
right?
The higher and higher it gets.
Yeah. So let's go specific. So like, give them an example. So if my average AR is like, let's say 90,000, Like what would that look like as far as a healthy ratio?
So if your outstanding is 90,000, you would want your net production to be $100,000 or higher, okay, right? Because that means then that you're producing more than what is owed to you. So that 90,000, if it's about at that 100,000, you're at 90 cents for every dollar. So you're in a healthy spot. I would say, hey, you have a good collections process. Your team is on top of it, right? And the smaller you can even get that, the even healthier you will be.
Yeah. Now this has a lot of impact on your practice. You might think, well, AR, you know, I got to have a good AR because it's predictable cash flow. It's coming in, all that kind of, but it does impact the practice in a lot of ways. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Like you said, right? Of like, it impacts that cash flow. Right. If we're producing and we're working hard, but we're not collecting it, we're going to feel like we just need to keep working harder, but then we're going to be, you know, upset, right? Or hard on ourselves because it's like, well, the results aren't hitting the bank account. I'm working harder and harder. I'm seeing more patients. I'm doing more production, you know, and my bank account's not moving. So part of that could be that we're just unfortunately not collecting it, right? Or it means that there's a delay in that collection. So you're just you're working hard, which I believe most of us are, right? But we're unfortunately not being paid for it in a timely manner.
Right. And if you have a low like ratio, let's say it's close to 1.0 or less, what does that indicate for most practices as far as their overall health goes?
I would say that means that your team is on board. They're doing a good job of collecting. There's alignment in what your financial policy is. Your patients are well educated on their potential investment for the day, right? They are paying for those services, typically at the time of service, right? Or very quickly after. It also means that you're managing your insurance well and sending those statements out. So if you're, like you said, the 1.02 or less, then you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Right?
And you should thank your team and congratulate them because it's hard work.
Yeah. And I wouldn't stop at 1.0 or even way less than that, even go into negative receivables. Now, we've talked about this in the past. Like some people don't even think that's possible, but what would you say to, because we do have some practices that get into a negative receivable situation, meaning they owe patients dentistry. There's upsides and downsides to everything, but is that possible in dentistry? You know, I'm kind of leading you with that question, but.
Absolutely. Like you said, right? There's pros and cons and you don't want to get too far, right? But absolutely, being that really close to it and owing patients dentistry is not a bad thing, right? That means that they've prepaid for their appointment. That means they're committed for it and they're showing up, right? And so I would much rather that than having to try and collect. And we all know that there are laws about managing credits and things like that. So you just have to stay on top of that. But if you're in the negative or close to it because your patients are prepaying for treatment, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. In 31 years of doing this, I could do a whole half hour on stories about receivables. Number one, you have to know what your receivables are. There have been so many times where I've gone into a dental office and people have no idea what their receivables are, and they grow to a point where they're completely out of control. The other side of it is you see people that are really good at receivables. The downside of being in a negative receivable situation is you do owe patients money and you do have to have money saved. So nobody we've coached, but I've known many dentists that got into, they're really good at collecting money, but they didn't save any of it. And so it's important to be financially healthy across the board because things can go wrong. One more benefit of negative receivables as you start to go in this direction is you're going to find people show up on time. They keep their appointments. It's amazing how that works. You know, it's not anecdotal. It's actually, there's a link between those two. And you can see that the better that you get with financials. Now, let me ask you this, Ariel. Let's say I'm driving in the office. I'm listening to this podcast and my AR ratio is not good. Give me a treatment plan, like, or a couple things I can focus on that might impact this metric today.
Well, I'm first going to back up one more step. So when you run that report, remove those credits so that you can find out what the true accounts receivable is. A lot of our softwares will include those credits. And so they give us a false receivable. So remove those credits. Then you can really do the math and see, okay. And let's say that you are in an unhealthy position. I'm going to say first breathe. It's okay, right? It is manageable. We can work through it. And then dive into, is that receivables due to insurance or patient balances, right? Because those are two different collection processes. And then you can know, okay, if it's from insurance, or am I sending clean claims, right? Am I having a delay with one particular insurance? If it's patients, okay, what is my patient financial policy? Are we having signed treatment estimates? So that will kind of give you which path to go on. While you want to look at them both as a whole, when you're really diving in and diagnosing, you'll want to separate between patient and insurance receivables.
Yeah, so well said. And the other thing too, I'd say is, as you're looking at this, if it's not healthy, don't get mad at your team members. In all fairness, my heart goes out to administrative team members who, number one, have never received really good training on this. They're just doing the best that they can up there. And so start with, like, let's find out what this is and let's make it a path together where time over time we can make that healthy. And I'll also say this, like, if it's unhealthy in your practice, let's say you go back and you check your accounts receivable ratio and it's not healthy. Like, all we need to do is create progress. It doesn't need to be perfect, but let's say 1 month over 1 month or one quarter over the next quarter, it gets a little bit better. You're going to see everyone's going to feel better and it's going to have an impact on other things that happen in the practice. Don't you agree, Ariel?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's one step. It's progress, not perfection. It didn't happen overnight and you're not going to be able to clean it up overnight. So keep your expectations realistic, but you do want to make that forward progress so that you don't have to get into this situation again. Accounts receivable is one thing that once you get it cleaned up and good processes in place, you can maintain it. It is one thing that is very easy to maintain once it's clean.
Yeah. And you mentioned this already, but AR ratio by itself is not the issue. It's the overall systems that you have in place around money in the dental office. It's how you talk about it, being clear up front, you know, asking for time and service. The better you get at each one of these touch points, the more this metric can be healthy over time. So, Ariel, any last thoughts before we say goodbye?
No, like I said, just figure it out, do the math, see where you're at, and then that way you can make a game plan or you can celebrate with your team that they're doing a great job.
Awesome. 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 Well, thanks for being on. Happy Monday to you. So awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in to Metric Monday. We're going to keep bringing it over and over again. And again, the goal of this podcast is just a short little bite-sized piece of information to help you think better about your practice. These metrics matter. Each one of these, if you put a little time and intention behind them, you're going to see it's going to have a dramatic impact on your practice. And that's what we love doing. We're going to keep bringing it to you. If you struggle with some of this stuff, we have an entire association called the Best Practices Association back there where you can check out some of these resources to help you better manage your AR process. We have communication systems back there. So make sure you check it out. And if you struggle with it all together and you're like, hey, I've tried everything and you just need a coach, just let us know. We're here to help you every step of the way. So hope you guys enjoy your Monday. And until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching, keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.